Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
10-2 on aggregate in 2 years, blood. 10-2, blood, yeah? We move to Emirates to compete with this. You call that competing? You can't have a compete with fucking Leicester. Don't fuck you by Munich, blood.
Is that the title-winning goal?
3 minutes of added time.
Like Donald Trump, we are in your head. Welcome along to Added Time. I hope everything is fine in your life. I hope you have broken. Did you have any New Year's resolutions, you guys?
No.
No, I think I never had. It's better to. We talked about this a long time ago. We should give other people New Year's resolutions. I should give you. Like, mate, you should stop eating the fucking cookies. You look fat.
Wow. What a start.
You should cut your hair or something. I mean, this is an example.
Mike.
That's
He's
why
bold.
I gave examples you don't need.
Wow. Okay.
You can't do real ones because that will be
Thanks,
really...
mate, for being so frank.
You have no hair, so it's obviously not a real thing.
No, exactly. Yeah, it's an extra insult.
But he's sort of having a go because...
Oh, no. You see, this is why... I didn't
very sensitive.
Yeah, he is.
Because what you've done there,
wow,
you've gone...
Wow, cookies? Really?
Yeah, cookies. That was... And what I think...
Because you don't eat cookies.
This is classic psychological warfare here. Because what he's done, he's Pakistan, you're India, I'm the British Empire, right?
You gave us cookies, destroyed our lives.
I've come in and helped both of you out. and then he's now abusing me, calling fat fucker.
Yeah.
And then he's gone to you, oh, India, we know you're bald, but, you know, we can shave your hair as well.
Not because he's Sikh.
Check
your hair.
Well... Football is back, and it's never been away. If you're a Premier League fan, it's just been every day, isn't it?
Yeah, it's literally every day. I mean, not now, but...
And Guardiola had a go about it, and he did actually say that it's going to kill the players, you know. And then a person did some statistics and actually showed that 32% of injuries go up in December because people are just too knackered. De Bruyne made some kind of miracle... Recovery,
yeah.
Thought he was out for
stretched
like
stretched out 2 days. Yeah. Ahead of playing,
But City roll on. They're looking good. We had the FA Cup yesterday. Let's talk about the big transfer then. Coutinho, finally
£145 million.
If
yeah,
with
add-ons,
it's sort of 105.
Yeah, but he would probably get up to somewhere near that sum.
I don't know if you read Klopp's. Did you see Klopp's statement about, like, basically he's been asking about this from the middle of last year?
Yeah.
He's just been saying, this is the move I want for my family. I think he just always wanted to go to Barcelona.
Yeah.
And he's finally... Liverpool fans are burning shirts.
Yeah.
You know.
I think that's ridiculous. But the fact is that when you have a big player like that, if they honestly just tell you that I would like to leave here, then you have to, as a club, either say we'll leave you like next summer. And that's usually what happens. They usually say, okay, we'll see next year. Did the same thing with Suarez. He stayed on 1 year, then they sold him because he wanted to go. There wasn't a problem because he had some bad imaging. But same thing with Gareth Bale leaving Tottenham. He said he wanted to leave. They said, wait a year. Didn't qualify for Champions League again. Sold him, no hard feelings. Modric, same thing. He wanted to leave. But he stayed on 1 year. So the players that really give an extra and the show, they still commitment. I don't think you can be upset with them
as a
fan. You should be upset if they stop playing, refuse to play, bad form, then you should be upset. Yeah. But otherwise,
I don't understand the timing from Barcelona. They're way ahead in the league, and Coutinho can't play for them in Champions League.
Yeah,
and I think you want to wrap this up so it doesn't get any problem in the summer. Just wrap it up now. Let him adapt 6 months.
But next I guess you pay extra for getting him in January as well.
No, but no. I think they would have had to pay more
exactly
in summer.
You think?
I mean, just look last summer. The bid was up 150 million. They turned it down. So they got less now in the winter. Yeah. They actually got less than what it would have gotten in the summer. But they had him 6 months. And I think in the summer, if the prices still keeps on going, he would have maybe ended up at 160, 170. Maybe another team would have come in for him.
Yeah. I actually do think you're right, though. I think it's a strange move that he can't add to their Champions League squad, that they've won the league. If you sort of Coutinho, you think, just give it another 5-6 months.
Yeah, but if you get him now, imagine this. If you get him now, he can play all the league games. You will automatically rest one player for the Champions League games the entire season. That is quite nice. I mean, we're talking about one of the big threes up front. You can rest Messi for a league game and play Coutinho and then have him fresh for the Champions League. I think the push for the Champions League, even if you can't play for the Champions League, is still a good addition for the squad, because you'll always have to you can always rest one big player. And when the summer gets, he'll already be the 6 month adaptation, you know, with all the players. I think it's a good, when you already won the league, I think it's great additions to do in January.
Is he worth it?
Yeah, he's a really good player. Yeah.
25 years of age, when they bought him from Inter, 8.5 million.
To be honest, if Van Dijk costs 75 million and he costs 105 plus add-ons, then it's a steal.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't like two Van Dijks for a Coutinho. No way. You don't want Van Dijk and another top defender for Coutinho. Nobody would want to do that. I'm sorry. So if you look at that, I think it's not worth it if you look at Van Dijk. But if you just look at a transfer, I guess it's worth it, because that's what player costs now.
You think Liverpool got something? They must have someone lined up. Or
do they need someone? Right now, they have. You know, they don't play even now where Coutinho was with Salah to this squad. Okay, they have Mane, they have Firmino, they have Salah, and they have
But they don't play Coutinho up there.
Lallana, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, but I don't see them right now. They don't need anyone of Coutinho's caliber in that team. They need a squad player. Wow. But for me,
I don't agree.
He didn't, but he hasn't been crucial for their.
Yeah, he's got more assists.
I mean, he's got more assists. He touches the ball the most. He has the best passing percentage by a mile in that team.
Yeah.
Every ball that is not a counter-attacking ball goes through Coutinho.
I think he's top. He's top five in the league of
this year
assists
well.
And touch. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
This year, that's what the thing for Liverpool fans, why they're upset. After he said he's staying, this is how good he's going to be, and then he's been amazing. I mean, playing-wise, the problem is, the good thing since they got Salah is that they're playing all of them up front.
Yeah.
Mane, Salah, Firmino, and Coutinho has dropped.
Yeah.
Which has suited them perfectly because they had no creative midfield. Now he's leaving. We're back to the Henderson and the Milner.
Lallana, right?
And the Can. And Lallana plays up front.
Emre Can is already agreed terms with Juventus, right?
No, it's rumored about. He hasn't signed yet, but
okay.
he's still rumored with Bayern as well.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I think it's gonna be. I think Can is gonna leave for Bayern or Juventus.
Yeah.
And I think he's gonna do. That's a good deal for him. I mean, going to Bayern for any German player is obviously pretty good. And I think it's step up for him to go to Juventus, of course.
Yeah.
Strange though, isn't it? With Klopp coming out when that whole Nike shirt thing came out, and he was like, "This is crazy. He's not going." And then he does
go.
One day
later.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, it's out of his hands. I think he said he did everything possible. And Liverpool looking good at the moment as well.
Yeah.
You know?
It's going to dent. It's going to dent for him. But even if they buy players, he's not going to. No player is going to come in and fill up the squad for the whole. For Coutinho.
Do you think they'll go a bit crazy and try and get, like, Lamar?
I think that's the only way they can do it. I think they can't do what they did to Suarez before. Liverpool had an astonishingly bad. You know, recap with the money they get. They always criticize other clubs, Liverpool, both the managers, Tottenham thing. You look at the Bale money, the Spurs, we still have Eriksen in the team. We made profit on all the buys we bought for the Bale money. The Poligno.
Well, Torres as well, when he left, they spent the money on Carroll.
Yeah, and that went to drain as well. So, I mean, they
was it 400 million at that time?
50 million pounds.
Yeah, 400 million
Chelsea, 35 million they bought.
And it was like, It was within that, like that 10, 15
I
minutes.
I think that of. Is
the problem
one of
is Liverpool's wanted back then when Carroll when Torres was wanted by Chelsea. It was actually Chelsea who negotiated with Newcastle because Liverpool wanted Andy Carroll plus £20 million, which is stupid that Carroll was just worth £20 million less than Torres. Now it was all right because Torres obviously never found his form again. But so Chelsea went had discussion with Newcastle and the deal was then £35 million because they were paying. That's why Torres cost 50. It's stupid.
Let's talk about Chelsea just quickly. Conte and Mourinho having a real go at each other. I don't know if you saw Mourinho's comments yesterday about how he said, you know, I can be done for over-celebrating, but I'll never be done for match-fixing.
Yeah.
And it was a... You know, when you watch people, they're building up towards that really dramatic, I'm going to say, and it's the last thing he said in the press conference. And it was a nasty thing.
And now
Conte said he's a little man. He's always had little things. He'll be a little man in the future.
I love this. Is great.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's going to spew things around himself, at least find a good adversary and let us fucking have it. You know, it's so stupid. But, you know, I'd rather hear him say this shit and Conte retaliating than him just saying shit about referees, the league. Rather this. This is at least one-on-one action.
One manager lost his job yesterday, Mark Hughes. I actually listened to the game. It was an amazing game, Coventry Stoke. Like, proper shitty pitch, you know, just half... It was like a proper FA Cup tie. I'd blame Butland for the goal that Coventry put. And then they started singing, "You're getting sacked in the morning." And the commentator goes, "It's not only the Coventry fans singing it, the whole ground." And they were like, these managers, they're human beings. This has got to hurt him. And then I saw the press conference afterwards and he was like, "Nah, the owners, they're sensible people. They won't get rid of me." He was gone in like 40 minutes afterwards.
I think it's just, you know, it's been the 4.5 years, quite a long time actually. But what can you say? It's just hasn't been working. And it's not just this season. And the half.
But do you know what? He's had three ninth places and he was 13th last season.
But you know how it goes. That's what we're saying. It doesn't matter how well you have done the past 2-3 years nowadays. It's just worth too much. They can't. They're afraid of going down, and they're panicking, and they have to let him go for that reason. And to be honest, he might have lost it in that team. It doesn't look like they're really playing for him.
But I think they need to. When you look at their squad, it's just not good enough either.
No, I think when they lost, you know, even Arnautovic, he divides a lot of people, but he had a little X factor in that team. And Shaqiri has been completely off it.
Yeah, he got booed the other day.
Yeah,
oh, he's been terrible. Yeah. He's been terrible the whole season. He's completely off it. The whole team looks out of form. And, you know, when teams are out of form, you usually go like, "Oh, it's bad luck." But usually it's down to the coaching staff as well to make sure that the team is in form. And obviously that hasn't worked. And they lost to Coventry now. It's just too much. 5-0 drubbing, losing at home to Newcastle. Disaster result. And then now the Cup 2-1. And if this was just 3 results in a row, you go like they're in a bad spell. But this has been going on for...
Yeah, it's like 8 games now.
Yeah.
But yeah, the FA Cup moves on. And then let's have a look at Italy.
Yeah, a big game on Friday night. Inter against Fiorentina at home. Inter, the 5th consecutive game without a win in Serie A.
Wow.
And really? 6th including the cup where they lost to Milan. They've just lost it. And, you know...
Weird part after the good result.
Really, after that, this happened. And, you know, looking at the game, Fiorentina totally, you know, were the better team. Mm. Inter scoring against the grains. They were 1-0 up until the 93rd minute. They couldn't, you know, keep the clean sheet. Diego Simeone's son scored against Inter in the 93rd minute, and Spalletti afterwards really criticizing the team, saying that I don't know what's happening.
I think he's pretty mad at losing the points in that way.
He was furious at the team. So I think Inter is they're still in the Champions League race, but you know, from being a title contender. Mm. They have lost everything. So now it looks like a two-horse race between Napoli and Juventus.
Napoli but winning yesterday.
Napoli 2-0. Winning 2-0 a game against Hellas Verona, and Juventus clinching a 1-0 victory away against Cagliari. The only big result, I would say, Atalanta, who's done really well in Europe and, you know, did really well last year, seemed to struggle in the beginning of this season, you know, with two competitions for the first time like ever. But now they beat Roma away with one man less for 40 minutes. Also, Ciro Immobile getting 4 goals.
Yeah,
for Lazio. So
5-2 they won.
And also my team
moved up in that chart.
Yeah, my team finally winning again. At home against Crotone, what a mess they made of this game. You know, they should have won with a couple of goals. They got 2 goals disallowed. And, you know, they 7 minutes of added time. And those 7 minutes, you know, Crotone could have scored like 3 times. And this was the only time during the 97 minutes Crotone was attacking, you know? So you felt, okay, it's coming. But, you know, they held on. And finally, I don't care how it looked like, we won a game. So.
I actually looked at the league table. You're up to 10th now.
Yeah, but it's, you know.
But Sampdoria, they could push ahead and they're 5 points clear from the European places.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're not that far off. So
no, exactly.
You get a good 5 or 6 match run.
And to say we're number 10, but numbers 6 to 10 have the same points. So
yeah.
28. So. You know, let's see if we can catch them. Otherwise, I think we have a bigger chance in the cup, to be honest, if we reach that final, and that would be surely against Juventus.
I love Milan fans. Oh, that final. I thought you meant
Europe.
I thought you were in the Europa League.
I was hoping you'd go to Europa
League. No, Italian Cup. If we beat Lazio, we're in the final, okay? Yeah. And for me, on a good night, that's a 60-40 game.
And what does that qualify? What does that qualify you for?
For Europa League.
Europa, okay.
So if you get the final, because Juventus will already have a spot in Europe.
No, but you know, even if you have a bad season, if you still make it to Europa League, it's not a disaster. If you don't make it to Europa League, it's kind of a disaster.
It's already a disaster. Now, let's try to say whatever it is.
It's a decent second place. Yeah. You know.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
At least you get a Europe next season. You can still build on the players you bought and stuff like that. But and it's some money. But not even qualifying for that. Yeah, it is a disaster.
The way I look at the Europa League right now, that we are still in it, you know, it's everything there is just a bonus. You know, if we go past Ludogorets, that's a bonus. I'm not sure about that. You know, they played in Champions League last year. So yes, surely we should be favorites, but with how they're playing, no. You know,
it's very tough, isn't it, like with the Europa League as well? I just thought of like Östersund. They haven't played a competitive game now for...
It's difficult for those teams,
you know, 3 or 4 months. And they play in a couple of weeks, they play Arsenal.
Yeah. But what a game, though.
It's going to be freezing.
Yeah.
Quickly, Van Dijk with the great debut. Huddersfield winning yesterday 2-1.
Yeah.
And one game I wanted to talk about was Spurs-West Ham. I watched that game.
Fucking robbed. Robbed. No, here we go again. Sometimes you joke about it, but that was ridiculous. It was absolute. He's been so much about Mike Dean in the newspaper, and he was so affected by it. He should never, ever, in his entire life, judge any London team anyone has anything to do with Tottenham, because this is getting out of hand ridiculous.
And Arsenal as well.
Every game that he's a referee about, if there's a two days about news articles about him, it always affects him. Oh, everybody knows this. Everybody talks about this. It's news. Everybody says, every set of fans from every club says this, and he still officiates these games. He should have been way out of the fucking ground for a long time. We should have 9 penalties that game, 7 red cards. It was fucking ridiculous. It was
a rugby game.
It was absolutely stupid. It was two decisions that were so clear cut. They was like, what the fuck are you watching? What are you doing? Where are you? Where's the linesman? Where the fuck are you? Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
I mean, West Ham obviously parked the bus.
They had one shot on goal with a wonder strike.
And well, then they had two. And then IU nearly won it.
Well, after he gifted them the game, yeah, and then he nearly scored. We should have 7 goals with that fucking nutcase.
Wonder strike, wasn't it? Just unbelievable.
It was that when he scored, I was like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
I mean, that shot, and I was like, replay, did Lloris do anything wrong? I looked, I was like, impossible. Nobody could have saved that shot if you're not standing there.
It was absolutely
perfect shot.
Yeah. But I've got a big dislike for West Ham. We play West Ham first game back now in the Premier League. They're just one of those teams. Moyes sort of was like, we're not playing the way we want to play. Maybe we're playing a bit aggressively and a bit, you know.
A bit aggressively.
I thought they were 12 players. I actually thought they were awful.
12 players.
I generally thought they were awful, West Ham.
Yeah.
Like, you know when teams really park the bus, but they had like...
But they need to be cynical.
Listen, I have...
You can't blame them.
I have no problem with them parking the bus with 11, with 10. Listen, it's their tactics. I have no problem with them playing to their tactics, right? They have to get something out of the game. I understand that. But what annoys me is not that we did more than enough to win that game. More than enough. I mean, we should have been at least one red card. At least one red card, a penalty that game. At least. We had Kane coming on the goal. One-on-one keeper. He gets pushed. No touch on the ball. Ali, exactly same thing. How the fuck can you miss that? How the fuck can you miss? He's behind him. Pushed him twice. One-on-one on the goalkeeper. And nothing. Not even freak. And even giving them a yellow card for diving then. Then fucking give them a yellow card for diving.
If you want to see an unbelievable decision for football, watch Wigan versus Bournemouth yesterday in the FA Cup. Wigan, League One, 2-1 up, 93rd minute. Guy goes through, one-on-one. Guy comes behind him, takes him out. Referee goes, play on. They go at the other end, get a corner and equalise in the 95th minute. Like, the manager got sent off due to it, you know.
Of course.
I think there's been some, you know, maybe...
I mean, they're giving penalties for handballs left and right and push here and there, left and right. And then you have two clear-cut, but he barges in his back. And if there's a penalty in the game, we discussed, you know, the equaliser was with Liverpool when he pushed, when Lovren pushed it. Everybody said it's soft, but it's a penalty.
Yeah.
This was 10 times clearer.
West Brom as well.
In front of the goalkeeper. I mean, it's clear as fucking day. At least he misses one, you say, okay, he missed one. He missed 4 clear cut in the box. He's a bloody...
I think he was happy with the result.
He's an absolute... then we got lucky against Swansea, I get it, but you need to have some video assistance. This is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, what are you... You should have been red carded in the 35th minute and we should have been 1-0 from that point of view. Absolutely stupid. He should be sacked forever. He should never be a referee at all. I know that he's done some decisions. The Hull Spurs as well. This is not a good argument. He makes mistakes every fucking game. And especially when it's high-profile games and he's on the media the day before, which he was. The jokes about the best player, blah, blah. And he went to the game and he was so affected. He was just so affected by the game. No free kicks. Every time they touched him, slap him in down, no free kick. It was a rugby game, but then when doing the box, nothing. I mean, he's a disgrace. Absolute disgrace, Mike Dean. Complete disgrace.
So, Mike, if you're listening... I think you've got the message loud and clear. You are a disgrace.
He's just lucky that the coaches like Pochettino and Moyes, they don't complain about the referees that much. But if it was Mourinho or Wenger there, I mean, Wenger would get a 15-match touchback.
Well, Wenger's been banned, hasn't he?
Yeah, 3 games. Yeah. And I understand why. I mean, I understand him, why he was upset. But if he was that upset over the Hazard situation, can you imagine what would have happened in the West Ham situation? He would have blew his top and killed
people. I did not think that was a penalty.
Oh, yeah, all right.
No.
The Hazard one.
Oh, the Hazard one. Okay, yeah.
I really didn't.
No.
I agree with him.
I thought he played it, and you know, but that was a fantastic game as well.
Amazing game.
No, that was a really good game.
You know,
that was
it. Was it was how to say it was an entertaining game. Yeah. It wasn't a good game. It wasn't good tactic. It was
good to watch.
It could have ended up like 5-all.
You might have more knowledge about like Morata. I mean,
yeah,
like they played a few of the clips.
He has games like this.
Yeah,
where he just he can't score.
He has a bit.
You know, he runs. He does everything right, but he's not that clinical.
He reminds about he's got that touch of Aubameyang with him. He's not the clinical striker. He's just a very good striker.
Because of his movements and stuff, right?
But he's good in the head as well.
Exactly. But what I want to say is he has, and that's why he never was number one at Juventus or at Real Madrid, because you know that if you put a guy like Higuain, he will score 5 goals in that game, in that Arsenal game. And Murat, you know, to be honest, Chelsea should have won that game just looking at the chances.
Oh, he had. Oh,
yeah. He had some, you know.
He was the culprit that game.
There were some sitters.
No, but he had 3 1-on-1.
Yeah,
he was
I know.
The culprit. I'm sorry.
How bad were Arsenal at the back with a ball over the top? Like, they were just, they caught 3 times.
Yeah.
Well, they had 5 kind of new defenders going on. I mean, it was a makeshift defense. They had both. Holding player, Chambers playing.
Yeah.
Milton Niles.
That Milton Niles guy, I know he's good.
But he played left wing back. He's a right back.
I actually think he's decent.
He plays him as left.
I've seen him at like in against weaker opponents, and he looked quite good. But Zappacosta, he just did whatever he wanted.
Oh, I think
on that
one, instance.
But he. To be honest, to be
Zappacosta came on for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, but for that 10 minutes, just looking at the goal,
he got done.
You can't. It looked like he was still in the Ivy League. He looked like a kid.
Yeah, but
you can't.
But he is a kid.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, exactly. My point.
But I think
Arsenal. Yeah.
No, I agree with. I don't think he's a very made product.
Yeah,
but he's. He's a hot prospect. He might turn out to be a good
that's
player.
True.
But I think it's difficult when you play him that. I mean, he's played right back or maybe a right
winger. I didn't know he was
right
back.
And then he played
back.
Him left wing back. I mean, it's not that easy to go in against Chelsea.
Yeah.
And that, so I think he held up all right considering where it was. And then he had Chambers and holding in defense as well. So, and
I just want to add, I really like Jack Wilshere. I think he's going to be an element for the England national team in the World Cup.
Prediction: he's going to be injured in a month.
Hopefully not. If he stays fit, I still think that's the best English midfielder out there.
But the thing is that he looks all right now, but he looks nothing. He's still a shadow of a player he was 3 years ago.
I thought he looked really strong. Actually.
Yeah, I think he looked really good.
He was in, when he came through and when he was in top form before he got injured, I mean, before he had his injury, he looked way better. I mean, his passing percentage has gone down still. He's still the best passer in Arsenal. I mean, kind of, but it's gone down. His tackling is still like Scholes. It's completely woeful. He'll get red cards every season. He should have gone one in Chelsea maybe as well. He goes and lunges in two-footed every time. He can't tackle. But I mean,
he's a playmaker, though, isn't he?
He's a playmaker, but he doesn't.
I actually think his body strength is quite. I mean, I know he's been injured ridiculously, but he's one of the only English players that can carry a ball.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But that was the future. That's why when Wilshere came through, it was like, you know, this is now they have one player who can do this. So they wanted that he was supposed to be a mainstay English national, build around him in midfield. Hmm. That was the whole thought for years. Injured. He's coming back slowly, but we've seen this before as well. He has injury problems, and
hopefully,
they will reoccur.
But hopefully, I know you don't like him personally.
I hate him to the guts. I don't like him at all.
But hopefully, he stays fit because I think he is. He's one of a kind for being an Englishman. I really enjoy seeing him play.
Do you guys see Milan, Tottenham buying anyone? Huddersfield got Kogolonga.
Yeah.
Kogolonga from Monaco.
Yeah.
Cost 15 million from PSV. And he's, was it PSV? Maybe Feyenoord. And he, Dutch international, hasn't got in because of, they sold the left back to Man City.
Yeah.
But he still hasn't been played. Only played 3 or 4 games. Played yesterday.
Yeah.
Looked good.
It looks like, you know, of course, a lot of rumors in Milan, mostly based on the results, of course. So it looks like Milan are selling quite a bunch of players.
You need to trim the squad a little bit, right?
Sorry?
You need to trim the squad because you bought a lot
need
of players.
Exactly.
You can sell as many as you bought.
Exactly. So
Borini.
No, Borini is not leaving. But
when does Kane get there then? Is
but
he?
Listen. Yeah. If you ask me a question, right? So it looks like a couple of players will leave, not profiling player, and let's see if we get anything in exchange. Looks like Jankto, a really big prospect in Italy. He's Czech. He's 21 years old. Been really good for Udinese. He's been linked to Milan in the summer as well. Looks like something is moving there. But most of the rumors are for the summer, you know, linked to this transfer window. One really, you know, big prospect in Flamengo, their 21-year-old forward, just forgot his name.
Wendel.
Exactly. He's linked to a lot of clubs, but to Milan as well. So let's see what happens.
Yeah, but he's been linked for every club for the past 6 months.
Yeah.
And he was linked the other day with Bayern. He was linked the other day with Borussia. So he's just linked everywhere, really. Yeah, but I think Spurs, no. I see no reason why they should buy in January. You won't buy a player that gets into the team. You know, hot prospects can always get here and there, but I think they're pretty settled at the moment. They just need to squad.
You won't sell?
No. Who's that going to be?
Dembele.
What? I don't get it. What would you sell him?
I don't know.
What?
Do you think Bayern will sell Lewandowski? Is there a rumor?
He's not that much of an asset to Tottenham Hotspur.
I think the problem with Dembele, well, we'd never sell him, that he would be always a bigger asset for us than he would be for any other team. So if you sell him, then the team won't splash out what he's worth for us. So he's probably the last one that's just going. And he's a bit injury prone. I don't think teams just get him for no reason. Two years ago, I think he would have been...
Don't get paranoid, mate. He's not going.
At all. I think the first players to leave, if we don't, you know, get what we want to get, is probably the likes of, like, maybe Eriksen, players like that. I mean, I think there's 4 big players at Spurs, like Kane, Eriksen, Ali, and these sorts of players. I think those are the biggest assets. I don't see Ali and Kane leaving now, but Eriksen, I can imagine, he's been there, he's been in the first team the longest. He's been converted by teams for years.
If he has a good World Cup.
Good World Cup, and he's you know, it's always those kind of players who gets most attention, the number 10s, the number 9s.
Weirdly, we're after former Tottenham guy Pritchard.
I mean, he's a decent player.
Norwich.
No, he's absolute decent player. I mean, the only reason we sold him is because we had way too many midfield options. I mean, when we sold Pritchard, we also had Carroll. Then we sold Carroll. Then we had Winks after with the midfield that always existed. We've been producing a lot of central attacking midfielders.
I think he'll do a good job if we got him. Mason. That's what we need. We just need
Pritchard's
a number 10.
I thought you said Mason. No, we had Mason as well back then. Carroll, Mason, Winks was ahead of him. So, and we sold all of them as well. So, and we still have spots. So, but Pritchard's good.
Don't forget to press subscribe. That's all you need to do. Subscribe. We'll be back next week. Premier League this week.
No, Serie A for 2 weeks. Yeah,
gone on a holiday.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thanks.
You won't lose a game.
No.
Good. Huddersfield at home to West Ham. How's Tottenham?
No, I don't remember.
You play Wimbledon today.
Yeah, today's Wimbledon.
Yeah.
I had a shocker yesterday.
Wimbledon is in July.
Yeah.
May, actually.
May, July.
Is it?
The tennis tournament.
Is it July?
It's in July. Yeah.
I think it's today we play AFC Wimbledon, man.
Yeah, it is.
I had a shocker yesterday. I
think we've all had a shocker there for 20 seconds.
MK Dons.
It's 3:30. Yesterday I was like 3:30. I gotta put the game on. So it's not on Viaplay. What the hell? Gotta go to the stream site. Why the hell is no strike? Watch it. Oh, the 7th. All right, I'm planning the whole day to sit and watch that game.
But Viaplay isn't showing FA Cup, is it?
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's Eurosport.
They said yesterday that they say. Didn't they say we share all the cups? All right.
No, it's Eurosport. from my knowledge, it's Eurosport.
Yeah, and
I usually watch Russia.
And number five, and Nian.
Yeah, I prefer to watch the streams because they're English commentary. Anyways, I can't watch that shit anymore. I get upset. I'm sorry. He just lies. They just lie. They're liars.
They're Mike Deans.
Yeah, the Mike Deans of commentary in Sweden. I'm sorry, they lie. There's no other way to put it. You can't say they say wrong. You're lying. You're a liar.
One of the big hippo. Wow. One of the biggest hippos. No.
Wow. Is this a person?
Go on, Adam, bro.
No, one of the biggest hip hop producers produced all the
hip hop producers.
Yeah, listen to this. Listen to this, Link. One of the biggest hip hop producers in the world produced like everything Kanye West did and everything. Guess his name. He's old.
Harry Kane.
No, old. He's white. He's a little bit fat. Mike Dean.
Of course, he's a fucking asshole. Everybody named Mike Dean.
Well, he'll cut that bit out because there's no way.
I won't
staying
cut
in.
This bit out. That they wanted the me to cut this bit out. I won't kill ever. It.
No, I was pressed like Pornhub link. That wasn't good at all. That was the worst link ever.
All right.
You came up.
See you next time.
Dinosaur. You stream your porn as well on Rocket Direct because you prefer English
no,
commentary.
Rocket Direct actually is kind of laid down at the moment. But that would be good.
Well,
English
me too.
Commentary.
Me too.
Because they
lie.
You see
that bull coming
they
up.
Lie.